original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Succi. Welcome back. That was Bai Ling. Y'all remember she was on the show. Well, she's here tonight. Hi, Bai Ling. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Hi, everyone.
I'm so happy you're here. Now, tonight you're playing at La Vida in Los Angeles, your new song, Rehab. How excited are you to be singing tonight?
Oh, I'm so excited. I dress so hot. I have so many friends coming, and it's going to be like hot. I wish all of you could be here. Actually, I'll be on stage like 11:30, so hopefully you're in LA. You can make it.
So tell everyone where it is.
It's in 1448 North Gower Street in Hollywood, and the place is called La Vida. It's a hot, trendy place. Got a lot of people there. Young people are looking hot, and just good time for Sunday night. And I'm just so excited to have my song dedicated to all my fans. And because it's something new and for healthy, I hope everybody will drink water, pretending they're drinking wine, and still have fun.
Absolutely. Speaking of drinking water, I'm drinking my Arizona vapor water now. So I'm with you on the water, but it's fashion night at La Vida tonight in Los Angeles. Bai Ling is performing her song Rehab. We love the song. We love the message. We love you, Bai Ling. How's that? You're doing well?
Yeah, I'm doing very well. And thank you, Matt. I hope you can be here or anybody listen to your show. And if you want to know what I'm doing, anything, just follow me at Real Bai Ling on Twitter. So
absolutely.
I'll post everything what I'm doing.
Well, we're glad you joined us for a minute to let us know what you're up to tonight. La Vida, everyone, in Los Angeles. Check out Bai Ling. She's performing Rehab there. And Bai Ling, we're going to have you on the show again real soon, okay?
Thank you so much, Matt.
Have fun tonight, darling.
Thank you.
All right, everyone. Well, Bai Ling was here because tonight we're setting off a night of music here on Max and Friends. We've got American Idol Shaisha Mercado coming up. I just love Shaisha. Dolly Parton loves her. We love her. Simon Cowell loves her. You all love her. She's been all over the place. Dream Girl, how you doing? My baby Shaisha's coming up. Then we have XL coming up. We got a good night of music here tonight on Max and Friends. Well, I'm down in Miami because, you know, it's our Basil. So I've been having some fun times. I got to say hi to my boy, Elu, because we saw him in concert. And Nancy, how you doing? Well, Elu's just great, y'all. You got to check out Elu. Google E-L-E-W. That's my boy, Eric Lewis. That boy can play the piano like nobody's business. We just had fun with Elu at the Soho House. Good times, Will Smith. How you doing hanging out with Owen Wilson? You know, the whole crew down here in Miami at Art Basel. I got to say hi to my people at Big Pink, Ashell, and crew. How y'all doing? And I have to say hi to Paul Mack, who's listening tonight. What's up, Paul? Now, listen to this, y'all. Check the funness that we had during Art Basel. Y'all know DJ Lena? Well, she is my Lena-ishes. I just love my Lena. And we hung out with her. We did some bike riding. We had so much fun. We have a new show we're going to come out with called Ride and Rhythm with Lena, Driving Miss Lena. Well, I just want to say hi to Lena and to everyone down here in Miami at Art Basel, Scope, Art Asia, Miami Art, and of course, my peeps at Miami Design. We had a great time. So thank you all for all the fun that we had, and thank you for just inspiring the Miami area with such wonderful pieces of art and imagination. Art Basel is a place to be in Miami. Well, listen, y'all, Biling was here. I just love Biling. Follow her, Real Biling. She is right now on Twitter. She's going to be at La Vida tonight in Los Angeles. So go check her out. She's singing her song, Rehab. You remember she went through her thing? Well, if you're going through your thing, then tonight's the night that you want to be here on Max and Friends, because we're just going to go through our thing together. Sit back, relax. Tis the season to be jolly, because we have Shaisha's debuting her Christmas song, plus we've got some other groovy songs with her. Well, how was your week, everyone? Tell me. I want to know. Hit me up on Twitter. Go to twitter.com/MaxTucci. And let me ask you a question. This holiday, you know, they're right around the corner. What are you all up to? I want to know. Email me, max@MaxTucci.com. And what are you buying this year? You know, Max and Friends, we always do Max's favorite things. And you know how we roll here on LA Talk Radio. I want to give you stuff. But this year, I want to hear what you all are doing. I want to get interactive with you. So we're going to give you some fun stuff. Shaisha's going to be here in just a minute. I'm so excited. I can't take it anymore. So you can follow her because she is on Twitter too, Shaisha McCardo. Well, she's just a – y'all love her. And, you know, she's like – she's really – we spoke briefly. I really don't do pre-interviews here because I like to just get into the flow, right? Well, Shaisha, when we spoke for just that minute, I was like, ooh, I know Shaisha and I are going to have a good time tonight here on Max and Friends. Well, speaking of good times, I want to hit you up. I want you all to know that there's a song. I'm holding you hostage tonight here on Max and Friends. So why don't we just do this, speaking of hostage? Let's right now go into Shaisha McCardo's song, American Idol. We love you, Shaisha. Hostage on Max and Friends. And when we're back, Shaisha's here with me. Stay tuned.
Jekyll Hyde, you won me over.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back. Well, that was Shaisha McCardo, y'all. She has a voice as soft as velvet and as strong as a diamond. Her dancing mesmerizes and her beauty is captivating. Never before has this combination of pure talent and beauty come together quite like this. Shaisha is that perfected combination. The combination that you really can't explain and was probably best described by one of the music's most, y'all know who. I'm just reading her bio here. Simon Cowell says she's just got it. Well, we're holding you hostage tonight on Max and Friends because Shaisha's here. It's 11:11 in New York. Make a wish. Shaisha, pull up your mic. How you doing?
Hello, what's up?
I'm glad you're here, baby, because we've got a Connecticut connection. Where in Connecticut are you from?
Bridgeport, Connecticut. I was born in Bridgeport, Connecticut.
All right, because I grew up in Greenwich.
Oh, okay, fancy.
Good times, good times. We got the Connecticut connection. And now, actually, I'm here in Florida, in Miami.
No, you're not.
I am, because it's Art Basel Week.
Okay, I'm in Miami right now.
All right, we're getting together this week.
Okay, I'm on South Beach right now. Like, seriously, like, we need to get together. We need to make it happen.
All right, we're going to make it happen. But listen, so let's talk about you, because there is so much going on in your career. You started You started out, Alicia Keys was a big inspiration to you. Why?
Well, I was really poor growing up, and I never was able to buy, like, CDs, cassettes. I couldn't afford anything. So I remember from my 16th birthday, my mother bought me my first Alicia Keys CD. And I was already a fan of her from her first album. And I just listened to that over and over again. And I picked out all my favorite songs. And those songs eventually were the, like, singles on the radio playing everywhere. And I just fell in love with her video, Fallen. And I just started listening to her when I was in middle school. And I was just so impressed with her talent and her boldness. You know, she wore the braids. She just wasn't afraid to, you know, be herself.
Yeah, and neither are you. You've gone from a total transformation because everyone remembers you on Idol. You know, you had this cute, really pretty, demure look, and now you got blonde hair going, the rocker girl, you got the edge. Have you found Shaisha?
Oh, I found Shaisha. Since Idol, I did a lot of soul searching, and, you know, we did the Idols tour for like 3 months. And then after that, my schedule got really, really busy and just performing everywhere. And, you know, I did the Dreamgirls tour. I was on the road a lot for that. And even though I was playing, you know, a character and I was singing songs from the 60s and the 70s, at the time I was still recording and I was writing a lot and working with some really prominent names in the industry. And it was just such a blessing. So I really had the opportunity to just get in the studio and really, you know, just
and
create.
Perform. Yes. Yeah. Now, here's the deal. You're born in Bridgeport, Connecticut. Like you said, you were a poor little girl. You couldn't afford CDs. Then all of a sudden, God takes your life, puts you on the American Idol stage, and this is what Dolly Parton had to say about you. Hit it, Ronan.
Shaisha, I thought, made a real good choice in the way that she performed the song, I Will Always Love You.
If I
it was a good combination in the simplicity of the song, the way I had done it, and then, of course, what Whitney Houston had added to it.
Your way.
I've been listening to the song, and I really was able to find an emotional connection to it. She liked the way it's very simple.
That's just beautiful, my goodness.
Yeah.
That's a good combination.
She's not shy, Isha, that's for sure, because she just came out and just did her thing. But she's a pretty girl and a good singer.
I'm sure Dolly Parton's saying you're an amazing singer. How was it to interact with Dolly Parton, having her hear this, all these wonderful things she has to say about you?
It just leaves you speechless when you're in the presence of, you know, legends. We had the opportunity to meet so many people, and that's what Idol does for you. It just puts you in front of so many legends and just so many great artists. And it was really humbling just to be in front of her, and she was so sweet.
I saw her. She was down here in Florida, and I saw her not too long ago. And I love her. I've met her before. She is just, isn't she the most darling little woman?
She's a doll, and her voice is just, it's so tiny. But
isn't it?
She was telling us how she wrote 9 to 5. She just kind of was like rubbing her nails together. It's such a weird story. She was like,
it is with the long nails
together.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, with her long nails. She was rubbing her long nails together, and then it just came, and we were like, oh, cool.
Now, speaking of how, you know, Dolly Parton's nails inspired her to write a song, what inspires you to write your music? Because it's popping.
Everything. From a child's smile to just being out in nature. I love the beach. I love South Beach. I love Miami. Like, I just love being outside. I love the warm weather. Sometimes I'll just be at home in L.A. in my loft in Hollywood, and I'll just look out the window and I'll see somebody walking by and it'll inspire me, and I just kind of create stories. Like, I see couples and I just kind of create these stories. But I've had the amazing opportunity to work with some great songwriters. Judd Freeman, who actually worked with Whitney Houston. He wrote Run to You. So, like, I've just had the great pleasure of working with some great, you know, songwriters. And I co-write a lot as well. So, yeah.
And you wrote with Diane
Everything
Warren.
Inspired me. Diane Warren, just a lot of people. Evan Bogart, Corey Kors, who he's done some stuff with Rihanna, Cheers, and a lot of great people.
Yeah, good times. Now, listen, did you ever think your life would turn out to be like this, from growing up in Bridgeport to having your own loft in L.A. to being in Miami now? Did you think Shaisha had this possible in her?
Definitely. I'm an optimist, so and I visualize a lot, like, and I dream really, really big. So I always tell people, like, if you want it to happen, it'll happen for you, but you just have to want it. And, you know, there's still so much to come, and there's so many things that I want to accomplish, so many goals that I've set for myself. But I'm really happy with where I am right now, and I feel like if you can see it, then you can achieve it. I know it sounds so cliche, but, you know.
But it's so true, right?
It's so true. You just got to have that perseverance and persistent and dedicated to your craft, and, you know, just find ways to kind of reinvent yourself and just put yourself out there. Like, no one will work harder for you than me. I always tell people that.
Absolutely. Now, listen, are you dreaming bigger?
Yes, definitely, boy. You know it.
So what's next for you now?
Well, I just wrapped up my first film. It's called Dreams, and I play the character Mia, and it's like a Crash meets Precious meets Stump Yard, and it deals with a lot of taboo issues, and I always tell people you can go on dreamsthemovie.com, and you can see the trailer. It's an extended trailer, and you can see, you know, what I've been doing, what I've been working on. We had a screening in LA on November 15th, and we had a great turnout, great feedback. So we're going to have another screening, and we're just looking for the right distribution, but we've been in talks with different distributors. So
fantastic. Right, so that's dreamthemovie.com, right?
Yeah, dreamsthemovie.com. And also, like, you know, I'm doing a songwriting and recording right now, and my single has already been released for Christmas. It's called Christmas Melody, and it's available on iTunes right now.
So, and you know what? It's available here right now. So why don't y'all
stay? Oh, thanks, Steve.
Because when we're back, Shaisha's going to be here with me, because we got some more chatting to do on Max and Friends and LA Talk Radio. But before that, tis the season, y'all. Let's get into the holiday spirit right now with Christmas Melody by Shaisha.
Like wishes, hopes, and dreams.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was Christmas Melody, and that was Saisha.
Like Saisha.
You know, but this is what happens. So Saisha's here with us tonight on Max and Friends and LA Talk Radio. We love her. The producers from every music industry love her, from Dreamgirls to American Idol tour. So tell us about Dreamgirls.
Dreamgirls. Well, that tour lasted for about a year and a half. We opened up at the legendary Apollo Theater in New York. And we went on a very, very long tour, 8 to 9 shows a week. I played Dina Jones. And, you know, I had 22 costume changes, 17 wig changes, and it was just a great experience. I met a lot of talented songwriters, singers, performers, Broadway actresses, and it was just such a great experience. And I got to, you know, meet a bunch of my fans. I got new fans, and it was just, like, a great experience.
Well, speaking of fans, you've got a new page, too, where fans can follow you. So why don't you tell us about it?
Yes, it's called Team Psy, the word team, and then just my nickname, Psy, .com. And everyone can go on there and just kind of, you know, see everything that I'm doing right now, all the updates. I'm in a new issue of Prominence Magazine, and they can go on there and go buy that. It's a link to iTunes to go buy my Christmas Melody song. And just pretty much just, I know, like, I retweet a lot. So my timeline gets like really, my profile is just kind of like, you know, everything gets lost there. So If they go to teamsci.com, they can see, you know, my Twitter feed, and they also can just see like links to everything that I'm doing right now.
And then you're also on Facebook. What is it? on Facebook tonight. We're just all tongue tied tonight.
It's all good. Yes, I'm on Facebook, and my song is actually a snippet of my song is actually up on there too. So be sure to like my fan page.
/Saisha.
Yep.
Now check this out. Last night you performed for Health and Hope for Africa Gala. How was that?
That was amazing. It's such a great cause. More women and children die in Nigeria than anywhere else in the world except for India. So Jinko, their goal is to save lives and, you know, pretty much provide health assistance and, you know, medical facilities for the women and children of Africa. So I was there supporting them. Great cause. And I did a bunch of songs. So everyone was able to, you know, here's some music from me.
Absolutely. So everyone, again, I just got your tweets. Thank you so much. The magazine, again, is called Prominence Magazine. Prominence Magazine, everyone. That's the magazine. Go get your copy because Saisha is on the cover. Also, there's a full interview.
Interview inside. Yep.
Yeah, full-on interview. And also, so listen, on your Facebook page, there's a little clip of you singing Love on Top backstage, warming up for your show in Chicago. It's amazing.
Oh, thank you so much. I was so skeptical of putting that out because I'm such a perfectionist. And I was singing all day. I had barely slept because, you know, like I was traveling from California to like Florida to just, you know, the life
all
of
all over.
Now, and I was just traveling while I was tired, but I put it up anyway. And, you know, it's got a lot of, I don't know, people are talking about it a lot.
It's the real you. You know, there's nothing more than authenticity. And when you're yourself, people love it. They feel it. And it took off. It's that little light that you're letting shine. But speaking of, when you get that chill moment, because we've got a great question here from Taylor on Twitter. Thank you, Taylor. And she wants to know, when you're just hanging out, what do you do?
When I'm just hanging out, I'm pretty much, besides like being on my computer tweeting or writing a song, like I said, I love the beach. I go to the beach. And whenever I get a chance to fly back to Florida, I'm on South Beach. Or I'm at like the Beverly Center or the Grove, you know, shopping. But, you know, every once in a while, I'll relax and just, you know, open my windows and just relax.
And breathe, right?
And breathe. And read a book or something, you know, watch a movie.
Good times. Well, everyone, this is Saisha. She's here on Max and Friends. Hey, Ronan, what's everyone listening to?
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends.
All right, Saisha, I've got some top three questions for you. Number three, if you could live anywhere in the world, where would it be?
That's easy. I love Florida. I would totally live in Florida, like, for the rest of my life and just be happy.
If you could do a duet with anybody, who would it be?
A duet with anybody. I really like Lil Wayne a lot. I would love to hear him on one of my songs.
And if you could do it over all again, would you?
I would do nothing over. I'm where I am today because of my past, so I'm grateful for all of my experiences, good and bad, because that's what makes me who I am today.
Absolutely. Now, here's my question. If there's that little child out there listening right now that's saying, I want to be the next Saisha, what do I do? What advice do you give them to keep their mind focused and their dream bigger?
I would say be persistent and be know that no one will work harder for you than you. So every single day, every week, work on your craft, whatever it is. If you want to be a singer, if you want to be an actress, if you want to be a dancer, take classes, do lessons, like, and, you know, just really try to take advantage of the education that you get at school. If you're not at a performing arts school, you know, try to get a scholarship, or, you know, just always try your best to nurture your gift.
Nurture your gift. Well, so listen, speaking of nurturing, we want y'all to nurture Christmas Melody. Go get it on iTunes because it's available now. Christmas is here. That's the song you want for your ringtones, people. It's the new Christmas Melody vibe. My girl, Saisha. So listen, what do you want your legacy to be?
When I was younger, you know, I used to want to sing either gospel music or inspirational music. You know, I grew up in the church, so, you know, I always keep that with me in my heart. And whatever song that I'm singing, whatever I'm doing in life, even if I'm not singing, if I'm acting, I always want whatever it is I'm doing to have a message behind it that's empowering, and, you know, it encourages people to make a difference in their life for the better. So I want people to remember me in that way. I made a difference.
You have made a difference. And you know what? If you keep tweeting the way you're tweeting, so far you're making a difference, and you're over like 125,000 people's lives. How does that feel?
Thank you so much. It feels amazing because that's my goal. Like, I really want to do that. Like, that's my goal in life, to make a difference in a big way.
You are. You know, you're making a difference, and people are feeling it because, you know what? You've got that response. You've got people following you. I feel your energy. I know that you're all about.
Thank you so much.
You are. You're like, you know,
baby,
I've interviewed so many people here on Max and Friends, but I can feel your goodness through the airwaves.
Thank you so much.
No, it's legit. It's for real. So keep on doing what you're doing. Be inspired every day. Be encouraged to be who God created you to be. And I look forward to meeting you. Really, really.
I do too. I mean, we're both in Miami, so we're going to make it happen.
We're going to make it happen. Speaking of Miami, you're out of here pretty soon. Where are you off to?
I'm off to California again, Sacramento, California, to do a show called Ichiban Idol on the 11th. And, so I'll actually have all that information posted up on teamsci.com and also saishaonline.com. So I'll tweet it, but I'm sure it'll get lost in the timeline somewhere. So just go to teamsci.com, and I'll put all that information up there.
Sounds like a plan. That's where we're going. Now, listen, the one thing that you always carry with you when you travel is? That was just a great question, so I got to thank you to Rebecca.
My Uggs. Oh, my gosh. Like, I have to have my Uggs. Well, actually, they're called Warm Bats. I know it's a weird name, but I got them during American Idol, and I still have them because I try to keep them clean and stuff. But they're so comfortable. So, like, when I'm traveling, I always have those on, or my Vibrams, because usually I don't have to take them off, the little five-finger shoes. You know about them?
So that's for wow. I do. They're so weird. They look like some kind of weird amphibian crawling out of the water, don't they?
They look
I see
really
people
weird.
At the gym with them, and it freaks me out.
But they have all types, you know, all different, like, styles and stuff. Like, I have some leather ones that are very, very thin, so I wear them like my airport shoes.
Well, listen, we're going to send them a clip of this after. They need to send you some free stuff, don't you think?
Okay, yeah, I think so.
They need to send you some free stuff for Christmas. But listen, thank you, Rebecca, for that question on Twitter. We appreciate it. So, Saisha, thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate giving me your time and your energy and your love, because your fans love you. They adore you. Since we've been, like, promoting this, I've got Twitter updates, questions, and I've got just a bunch of stuff. So the people are loving you because you're loving them, so they feel it.
Thank you. I love them all. Love you too. So thank you for having me on the show.
Absolutely. Christmas Melody is the seed, is the new song that Saisha wrote. It's on iTunes right now. Take a side.
Yes. Go get it. Go get it.
Go get it. That's going to make your Christmas, merrier. That's what I'm going to say. And get Christmas Melody on iTunes. I got to thank you so much. Do me a favor before you run. Let everyone know who you are and what they're listening to on Max and Friends.
I am Saisha Mercado, and you're listening to Max and Friends. Okay, thank you.
How you doing? Have a good day, my darling. I'm going to see you soon. Oh, you were on Wendy Williams. Before we let you go, how was that?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. She has so much personality. And her show, like, right before the show, like, the hype, like, the audience, like, right before the show, they are so hyped. They have, like, dance competitions. It was so much fun.
Isn't it? Wendy's my girl, and she's a lot of fun.
She's hilarious.
But you make it better, so we thank you for being here because y'all are listening to Saisha Mercado on Max and Friends here on LA Talk Radio. Get Christmas Melody because it's going to change your holidays. Have fun. Be safe flying. I'm going to see you real soon. How does that sound?
Okay. I'll see you soon.
All right. Take care of you, Saisha, and have a wonderful night.
Okay.
Be blessed.
Bye. You too.
You see how we roll here on what, Ronan? This is Max and Friends, and I'm your host, Max Tucci. Well, you know what? There's nothing more refreshing than normal, real people than my new friend, Saisha. We're going to take a sigh. Get into that vibe of goodness. Well, I just loved her. I think she's groovy. She's got a great look. She's got a great voice. Dolly Parton loves her. We love her. You love her. Thank you all for your tweets. Hey, Paul, how you doing? Thank you for your tweets, too. Got to say that. Well, you know what? We're just going to continue here in the spirit of music. That's what it is here tonight on Max and Friends and LA Talk Radio. There's no political talk with Thelonious Monk and Hunter Cross and Nicole Bloom. None of that tonight. There's no, you know, it's just all good times because that's how we want to have it tonight. And music is so important. I love it. It's something that I give to you every now and then. And I'm going to have to do it more often. But, you know, it's how we roll. Speaking of how we roll, we've got some great shows coming up. We got BD Wong, you know, he's coming on. And speaking of great shows, if you miss any of my almost 4 years of being here on LA Talk Radio, then I want you to go to latalkradio.com. Go there, get all my archives because they're all there. You know, CSI Miami, Eva LaRue. Speaking of, CBS News is after the show. Lisa Lampanelli, Johnny Weir, Housewives of New York, and now my new friend, Saisha. Speaking of new friends, we've got XL coming on. This is how we do it here because it's all about the music. And the song that we're going to play for you from XL is called Party Girl. But before we get there, speaking of parties, you know what? I want to talk to you. I want to give you all some shout outs now on Facebook. So let's just get on Facebook, talk to my fans. Thank you all for tuning in. And let's talk to you all about birthdays today. So the events on Facebook and your birthdays. Happy birthday to Greg Montana. Remember, how can you forget? Tamara. My co-host, well, it's her husband's birthday, Ron Reeves, Max, happy birthday, Max, from one Max to another, and Lisa, happy birthday. We got to say a big, big, huge happy birthday to our boy, Sky Sheridan, because his birthday's on Tuesday. Remember, we had the Shifting Your Life, part 1, 2, and 3? Well, Shifting Your Life can be found on the Max and Friends archives. Also, I want to let you know that we're going to have a fantastic time with XL, woohoo, in the house for sure. We're getting some tweets right now. But listen, I want you all to do me a favor. Take us on the road with you. Go right now to the App Store, the Marketplace, and get the LA Talk Radio app. It's free. It's fun. Love it. And while you're loving it, drinkarizona.com. Party Girl by XL. And when we're back, JC is here with us. How you doing? Stay tuned. I got to get over this how you doing because this is Max and Friends. Hit it, Ronan. Party Girl. JC coming up from XL.
Party girl. 3, 2, 1.
All the girls just wanna be me. No one else can be a baby. Be a baby, just like me. When that bitch wakes up, woo! I'm still snoozing. I've been out dancing all night long, and they all get up when they hear
my song.
Face pose, snap, black tie, turning good boys bad. Got my bodyguards cause I'm on the A-list. Keep talking trash cause you're making me famous.
This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was XL, and that was the song Party Girl. Well, you know what? Perez Hilton has praised XL, and I'm praising them now because my girl, who's chilling in New York, JC, is here. How you doing, JC, from XL?
That's right. I'm keeping it real in New York City.
You are keeping it real. Now, listen, you all have been performing all over the place now, having a good time,
yes,
tearing it up. What? How did you all form XL?
Well, it was sort of a magical occurrence. What happened was Mimi was hosting a karaoke party in Chelsea, which is a lovely gay neighborhood here in New York City. And Ronnie and I happened to be there, and we didn't even know each other. And Ronnie and I each sang songs individually. And then when Mimi heard us, she was like, girl, you got to come up here and sing. And so we did, and we got up, and she didn't even tell us what song she was putting on, but it happened to be Wannabe by the Spice Girls, an instant classic and a favorite of our generation. So we just sort of broke out into harmonies, and it was just a magical moment. And Zach Adam, who's a superstar producer from Israel and Europe, was in the audience, and he's actually a longtime friend of Ronnie's. And so the four of us decided to create a musical project that ended up being XL. And it's been one crazy adventure after another since then.
Well, you know, what's fun is that Party Girl has literally become a viral sensation. People love it. And people are saying you're brilliant right now. So thank you right now. Send my gal JC some love. That's from Gal Salad on Twitter. So,
oh, I love Gal Salad. He's so sweet.
There you go.
He
thanks for that shout out.
He likes my boobs a lot. So,
as people should. Now, listen, here's the deal. You all get together. You end up – now, was music always in your youth growing up, or how did you
– Oh, definitely. I remember it's funny. When I was a little girl in school, I wasn't doing any activities when I was like 5 to 7 years old because I wasn't yet the overachiever that I've turned into. But I remember I went to an assembly one day, and there was a girl playing a golden flute, which sounds like some kind of Greek myth, but really it was just my life. And so I saw this girl playing this golden flute, and I saw it sort of sparkling, and the sound was so beautiful. And I thought to myself, I need to do something because I'm not doing anything besides going to school and being 5 years old or whatever it was. So I decided to start studying music, and I started studying flute, and I did that for 10 years. And then I started sort of dabbling in songwriting as a young woman, but then I sort of got more serious about it in college. And then when I came to New York, I ran into many interesting personalities, including the girls and guys of XL. I've been doing music for a long time, and I'm just so excited to be part of this project and, you know, bringing the music to the masses in this way.
Absolutely. Now, listen, did you ever think you're going to share a stage with Maya and Salt-N-Pepa and Crystal Waters and CNC and Music Factory?
Girl, it is just like dream come true after dream come true in this band for me, because I am just a huge fan of early 90s club pop. I love things like CNC Music Factory and Robin S. and all that kind of stuff. So when we get out on the road and we find ourselves sharing a stage with these kind of people, I'm just like, you know, somebody pinch me. I cannot believe this is going on. It's amazing.
Now, what's next for XL?
Oh, God, there's always so many answers to that question. We always say we're just, you know, running on 10,000 cylinders all the time, and it's true. You know, right now we just released our new single, Hologram. It's blowing up on the internet and on the iTunes. And we are going into pre-production for the music video for it. Now, I think you've probably seen the Party Girl music video, haven't you?
Absolutely.
Yes. So that was a whole lot of work and a whole lot of fun, but a whole lot of work. And the Hologram video is probably about 100 times more work. So that's actually why the other girls can't be on the phone with me right now. They're in the pre-production mode for the music video. And we are just, you know, burning the candle at 50 ends trying to get everything together for this next music video shoot.
Keep burning it. You know what? While we're speaking of Hologram, why don't we just play it now so that people know what we're talking about? So, Ronan, why don't you hit Hologram by XL on Max and Friends? Stay tuned. JC is going to be with me when we're back.
Your fiction of my fiction.
Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was XL, and my girl JC is here. How you doing, JC?
Hi, I'm doing good, girl.
We just had everybody rocking the joint right now with XL, so Hologram is the song. That video, what are you coming out with that video?
You know, I was dancing a little bit myself. That song is it's definitely a club banger, that's for sure.
When I'm in the studio, I just pull my headset off and I pump it up. So we were just jamming here. But so now the video comes out when?
Ooh, girl, it is coming out soon, I hope. It is, you know, as I said, it's going to be a big production. We're hoping for maybe around March, April at the latest.
Groovy. Now, where can people find you?
People can always find us at xlmusic.com, and that's X-E-L-L-E music.com. No one can spell or pronounce our name until we tell them. So that's X-E-L-L-E pronounced XL.
Well, XL, you're going to excel in the music industry because we're feeling it here, and you're going to pump the club, send it out, send the love. I'm going to let you go because we got to wrap this show up because that's how fast things happen. But we'll have you back on when you all put that video out. So I look forward to February, March when it's out. How does that sound?
That would be awesome. We will talk to you then.
All right, JC, have a wonderful night. And everyone, follow XL right now. Go to XL Music right now on Twitter and hit them up and tell them how much you love them. Have a great night, JC.
Bye. You too. Thank you.
Thank you. So I got to say thank you, everyone, for being here tonight. Thank you for tuning in. Bi-Ling. Go catch her tonight. She's at La Vida performing Rehab. Y'all going to love her. I love Bi-Ling. She's great. My new girl, Saisha. She reminds me of a West Side Story. I love her. And, of course, JC from XL. Thank you for being here tonight. Go get Christmas Melody by Saisha. It's on iTunes right now. It's gonna brighten up your holiday. And before I go, hey, Ron Paul, do you listen to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio?
I do.
Thank you for tuning in, everyone. Have a wonderful night. Take life to the max. And don't forget, drinkarizona.com. And CBS News is coming up next. Until I see you next time or until I get your tweets, I love you all for listening. Have a wonderful week. And do that. Take life to the max. Good night, everyone.